Yes, Walton Casuals FC, Luke, is a football club, non-league football club, which is in Level 3. Level 3, which means it's outside of the league, it's three leagues down. So it's quite a high level, where I've been chairman for 15 years. And obviously, with what's happened with the pandemic and everything, what we've got to try and do is keep the club going, because it's difficult to get sponsorship now with the times that we're in, and difficult to obviously envisage when we're going to start and if it's going to be behind closed doors as well. So it's about raising awareness for the football club, because it's not just the senior team. We have ladies teams as well. And we also have an academy, which is doing college work as well in the week. So basically, we're going to try and keep it going. So we were thinking about ways of fundraising. And the best thought that we had, actually, which we've all been doing, I suppose, during the pandemic, is walking around. So we decided to do a sponsored walk, and also to share it with the NHS, which the money that we get in, so that obviously all the hard work and all the stuff that they've been doing over this pandemic time is, well, it's just to show our appreciation and at the same time help the club. So the walk is one which is starting on July the 5th, which is Sunday, July the 5th. The walk starts at 1 o'clock and we leave our ground called The Hub, and that's in Walton, in Franklin Road. And that leaves at 1 o'clock and we'll be doing a 5K walk. Some of us will be doing more than that, as in a couple of laps, two or three laps, and raising money and awareness for the club. So we'll have all the ladies teams there, the academy there, and all the guys as chairman and directors, all there doing the walk, and friends and family, of course. So that's raising awareness for it. And also that area will sort of be around the major sites in Walton, Walton-on-Thames, like the Walton Rowing Club, the various pubs on the road called the Anglers, the Swan, the Walton Bridge, the Aston Martin Garage. Quite an iconic walk around Walton, which is 5K. So we'll be doing a couple of laps of that, some of us. And it's just raising a general awareness about the club, because all we've heard about is the Premier League so far, but I don't think people realise the problems that the pandemic has had for all the lower league clubs as well, outside of the league. And to keep things going is going to be very difficult.
Could you tell me a bit about the community work you do and how this money is needed for that?
Yeah, well, the academy, we have the academy, which is funded as well by government funding as well. So that's really good. The ladies teams, of course, the ladies teams are at the same level that the men's team is at, a level three, but in the ladies division. So it's constant to do that. We're also starting a new foundation program, which is going to be helping younger kids to come through. So we're hoping to get more teams and summer coaching schools. There'll be more information on that. What I can tell you is it'll all be on our website, www.waltoncasuals.co.uk. So we've got the foundation, and of course we have the flagship at the top of it, which is the first team, which is something that you have to have, obviously, and is quite representative of the area.
What about the academy? What sort of stuff do they do?
Oh, the academy's brilliant. The academy's brilliant. We started that. It's in its second year now. So that's been absolutely brilliant. That's college work for kids, and it's the ability, really, to be able to do your college work and at the same time have the training facilities to do 2 hours coaching a day with a football. If I hadn't, Luke, made it as a footballer, it would have been the way after doing my schooling that I would have ensured that I'd done my college work as well, having your education, and also giving them an opportunity to have that two-hour break in between where they can look forward to playing in the academy, training with our fully qualified coaches, and having representative games for our academy against other academies. So it gives them a little bit of a showcase if some of them do become good enough to maybe get in our first team or even go further than that. And also at the same time, which is being an advocate of it myself, being a professional footballer for 20 years is to continue your schooling as well after school. So doing that college work, I just think it's a splendid way to do it.
So how much money are you looking to raise?
As much as possible, to be honest. I mean, the money's going to be good, whatever we raise, but more or less, I think the awareness is going to be better, awareness in the area, and we're trying to attract more people to the game when we can eventually, or to the game, sorry, when we can eventually open the doors. It's going to be difficult for a lot of non-league clubs, and we're no different to others. At our level, it's very difficult to exist. It's a constant battle for people like myself to raise the funds, and mostly raising those funds are done through functions like golf days, wine tasting evenings, after dinner speeches. But of course, all of that, Luke, has gone out the window at the moment because it doesn't look like that type of thing will be starting or opening to maybe after the new year. So we've got to get as much as we can in and hopefully raise that awareness around the area.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for speaking to me.
That's okay.
How can people find the campaign?
You'll find it on the website, www.waltoncasuals, that's W-A-L-T-O-N, casuals, C-A-S-U-A-L-S, .co.uk. Don't forget that walk is at 1 o'clock on July the 5th, where you'll probably see a sea of orange shirts walking around Walton. Keeping their social distancing as well, Luke, I might add.